See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey family, welcome back to Sacred Singleness. Okay, so if you've been with me, you know that we just had a pause episode where we talked about cycles, the devil keeps us on, right? And wasn't that a word? Because I thought it was really, really good. But the reason he does that is because he knows that if he can entrap us in patterns, then he can keep us from moving forward, right? We'll never get to that next step. And so today we're going to zero in on one of those cycles that hits so many of us, right? The counterfeit relationships. And let's be real, the devil doesn't always attack us with something ugly, right? Sometimes he brings something shiny, something attractive, and almost right. Almost, that's the key word, but not quite God's best. And if we're not careful, guys, we'll settle for the counterfeit and miss the real thing. So I want you to go ahead and grab your coffee, you know, your tea, pull your chair, lay in your bed, whatever it is that you're doing. Okay, this is for all ladies, men, single parents. This one's for all of us. Okay, so let's talk about it. So when I mean, or when I say counterfeit relationships, what do I mean by that? It's those connections that look good on the surface, but don't line up with God's truth, right? It's that relationship that gives you butterflies, right? That little butterfly electric feeling, but no peace. And it's the one where your spirit knows it's not right, but your feelings don't want to let go. Okay, let's be honest. I don't know about you, but I stopped feeling butterflies a long time ago. And I remember those butterfly feelings when I was back a long time ago. And I'm talking about like high school days. Okay, you look at your little butterfly. I don't feel those anymore. But if it gives you butterflies and no peace, that's not where it's at. Okay. And counterfeits, I'm going to be honest with you, they can be romantic. Okay. But they can also be friendships. They can be partnerships, even spiritual influences, right? That pull us away from God instead of closer to him. So let's be real, because we live in 2025 and we're not back in biblical ages, right? But that might look something like you talking to a guy who texts you at 2 a.m. but never makes a real commitment, right? It looks good, but that's a counterfeit, sis. And for my man, you know, maybe it's the woman who loves the attention but has no interest in building anything lasting with you. And she strokes your ego, right? But doesn't feed your soul. That right there is another counterfeit. You know, in my single parents, like maybe it's someone who seems interested in you, but wants nothing to do with the kiddos. And that is a huge red flag. If anybody, a man or a woman, comes into your life and they don't want nothing to do with your kids, you shouldn't even be attempting to date someone who don't want the own person that you birth or that's part of you. Like you don't need that. That's a counterfeit. And in 2025, listen, the counterfeits are everywhere. Everywhere you turn around, it's a counterfeit, right? They're in dating apps. They're in your DMs. They're even at church. You can't even escape from church because the devil attends church, baby. There's so many people out there speaking the word of God, and they're trying to use it to distract you because they work for the devil. And the enemy knows how to package distraction in a way that feels like destiny. So don't let it fool you, okay? You know, one of the reasons that counterfeits are so effective is because they waste our time, okay? They drain our energy and they keep us out of our precision for God's best. You know, like the devil doesn't have to make you fall in love with the wrong thing forever. He doesn't. You know, he just needs you distracted long enough that you're not preparing for the right thing. And the longer you stay in a counterfeit, the harder it feels to leave. You know, the devil does not want kingdom marriages happening. They don't want godly relationships to happen, you know? And that's why we've got to be discerning, especially when we're dating, okay? When we're in a relationship, you have to ask God for discernment, because not everything that glitters is from God. And, you know, the Bible is full of warnings about this, right? Let's talk about Samson and Delilah in the book of Judges, right? When Samson was strong, you know, he was a strong one. He was chosen. He was anointed. And I spoke about him in a previous episode, but he got distracted by a counterfeit relationship and it cost him his strength. And back in Genesis chapter 25, when Esau traded his birthright for a quick meal, and, you know, the counterfeit satisfaction cost him his inheritance. Right. And what about the Israelites and the golden calves? And in Exodus 32, when they got impatient waiting for God and they created a fake substitute. So I don't know if you see it, but the devil's been running his play forever. And he offers counterfeits when we're tired of waiting. That's the thing. We're so impatient, and our impatience brings counterfeits. And if we just sit down for a little bit and just trust God and just focus on him and have him work on our patience, we wouldn't be encountering, you know, all of this all the time. They're still going to come, but we need to discern, right? So how do you know that you're dealing with a counterfeit, right? Like, what are the signs? Well, the first sign I'm going to give you that's obvious is that there's no peace. Okay. Like, your spirit feels restless when you're with this person. And even if your emotions feel good, your spirit is just tired, right? You never have any peace. It's nothing but chaos all the time. And it pulls you away from God. That should be an instant, like, flag or sign, right? If you find yourself praying less, worshiping less, or even compromising your values, that is a huge red flag, right? It shouldn't cost you your identity. If you have to start shrinking who you are to keep that person in your life, that's not where that's at. Okay. You need to make a U-turn. Okay. Because that's definitely a sign that you're dealing with a counterfeit. You know, it's inconsistent. Like, it's hot and cold, you know, they're in and they're out. And to be honest, that's confusion. And one thing about God is that he is not the author of confusion, baby. So if it's something that's making you question, if it's something that's not consistent, if they just want to play around and not be and not go 100 with you, and meaning, like, you know, get serious, or just consistency, there should not be any confusion. And if they can handle your purpose, like, the right person will support your calling, not compete with it. So all I'm trying to say is, if you can't figure these out, one thing you for sure is, if it doesn't bring you closer to God, it's not from God, period. Okay. That's the easiest sign. If it's pulling you away from God, then that's not it. Okay. That's why it says it's very important when you're in the dating season to date according to your belief, right? You will want to date somebody who attends church as well. I'm not saying about it being perfect, but you guys have to be walking in the same direction, right? Equally yoked. That's what we're talking about. So how do we break free from counterfeits, right? Let's just go ahead and talk about how we can break free from that. The first thing to do is to be honest, right? Call it for what it is. Don't romanticize dysfunction. Some people think that, you know, being inconsistent and being, you know, chaotic and having all this chaos, oh, he just cares about me. Oh, you know, it's a little toxicity, but that's because, you know, they care and all that. That's all they've known their whole entire life. So they romanticize that dysfunction, and that's not okay. That's not healthy. Okay. And ask God for strength to walk away. Like, sometimes the hardest prayer is like, Lord, help me let go. Or the other prayer that it's very powerful: if they're not for me, God, remove them from my life. You pray that, and best believe he will do that. And you want to go ahead and fill the gap with God, right? Like, the counterfeits usually meet a craving, right? Attention, affection, validation, you know, let God fill that space. And stay accountable. Like, have people in your life that can encourage you, that can tell you that's not it. Like, you deserve better, right? Have people around you that want the best for you. Like, they have the best interest for you. And focus on healing. Don't just cut it off, right? Ask God to heal what drew you to the counterfeit in the first place. Because if we never heal, we're going to keep encountering these things, right? And I know, ladies, I know it's tempting to hold on to almost. I'm going to put it in quotations, but almost is still wrong, right? Like almost right is still wrong. So don't waste your worth on counterfeits. And to my man, I know validation feels good, but if it's costing you your calling, it's going to cost you. It's going to be expensive. That's all I'm going to say. So don't trade your destiny for distraction. Okay. And the only thing I can tell my single parents is I know loneliness hits hard. I really do. Believe me when I say I do. But don't let someone who can't honor your children stay in your life. You know, God will send you someone who sees your kids as part of the blessing, not the baggage. It's so important, you know, that first interaction with your kids, once you feel safe enough to, you know, welcome them into their space, it's the interaction they have with your children. Pay very close attention. What a person's interaction with your children says a lot. And before they even interact with your children, right, are they asking about your child in conversations? Like, how did such and such day go at school? Do they need anything? Are they okay? Even before meeting your kids, if they are incorporating your children in the conversations, that's a really good sign, you know? I always leave you guys with like reflection questions, right? For the week. And so I want you guys to ask yourself these four questions, right? Have I ever settled for a counterfeit because I was tired of waiting? What need was that relationship feeling that I should have bought to God? Number three, what red flags did I ignore and why? And number four, what truth can I cling to so I don't fall into the same cycle again? And I want you guys to write this down. I want you guys to pray it out, okay? And share it with someone who will hold you accountable, someone that you trust, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast or episode with a prayer. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to settle for counterfeits because you have real, lasting, and godly blessings prepared for us. Father, for every woman, give her wisdom and courage to walk away from almost. And for every man, give him strength to resist distractions. For every single parent, remind them that their children are part of their calling and not a baggage. Lord, break every counterfeit relationship in our lives and prepare us for the real. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And guys, that's the it for episode 5. And don't fall for the counterfeits. That's all I'm going to tell you, okay? Don't let distraction dress up like destiny. And God has better for you, you know? And I will see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. But until then, walk with wisdom, stay close to God, and remember, if it costs your peace, it's too expensive. Until next time, mwah. Bye, guys. To break all these. To break all these.